This is the Chrissy Swan Show.
Let's go clicking.
Chrissy's clickbait.
Big day. One of our favourite days. It's Met Gala Day.
Yes.
What have you seen? Like, what have...
Well, it's because it's still Sunday over in the States.
Yeah.
It happens at on Monday over in New York. So we'll see everything and get all of the goss tomorrow.
I just love it.
Same. And this year's theme is Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion.
Oh, man. This is going to be epic.
I know. I can't wait.
Why does the Met Gala have such, like, incredible, creative, avant-garde outfits? Like, the Oscars used to be like that, and it's just not anymore.
I wonder if people respect it more because it's for a fundraising dinner for a museum. Like, I wonder if people see it as a classier, more cultured event to dress up for.
And also the fact that there's a theme kind of sets the artistic benchmark.
That's
which
true,
is great.
Sorry.
Now, an Italian model has... I mean, he's expressed his dismay at being fired from the Met Gala. He is a security guard.
Yeah, because, like, these models, what they do, Swanee, is they hire them to, like, escort Nicole Kidman up the red carpet and take her to her table so that that way there's always a pretty person standing behind them in the picture.
That's extraordinary. I mean, the aesthetics of this event is ridiculous. So he has been fired for upstaging his charge for the evening last year, which was Baby Kai Kai.
Hi, my baby Kai Kai, it Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. Have a listen to his dismay.
Last year, they told me that I was going to be with Kylie Jenner the all night. Help her, like, you know, like whatever she needed. But when people took picture of the actual celebrity, not me, of the actual celebrity, like Kylie Jenner, and I was next to her, of course I ended up in the picture. And they blamed me. They said, you made it about yourself.
But how? He was hired to be there.
Yeah.
I don't understand how... He can make it about
and
himself.
In the photos, like, he's a good-looking dude, don't get me wrong, but Kylie's the one that sticks out in that beautiful dress.
Yes, of course. He's just in a thin tie. What do you think of thin ties?
Not about them.
No, I can imagine.
Do not like them.
I feel like it's a little bit 5 years ago.
It is. And it's also like, are you a waiter? Let's get you a thick tie,
but
bro.
I think maybe he's wearing that so that he did blend in. That seems very unfair, and I hope he sues for millions of dollars for unfair dismissal. Now, there is a story that I think might be my fault.
Oh, I love this.
So I woke up this morning and I had a few text messages from people going, oh, my God, why are singers not coming back? And I didn't know it was a secret.
You didn't?
No. So I received a text message yesterday from a guy that I know.
Yeah.
He runs a website called TV Tonight. Yeah, TV Tonight, David Knox. And, you know, we've been in touch for years and years, and he often just says, oh, what do you think about this? Or do you have any clues on this? Whatever. Always the answer's no. Anyway, said he's, I've heard whispers that the Masked Singer isn't coming back, and it's not. So I said, no, it's not.
Swan, this is peak Chrissy.
Should I have not done that?
Yeah, no, you should not have done that. That was just, I think this is an off-air private thing that Channel 10 or the production company have told you. They've not yet announced this, and I'm sure they had a comms plan or a way of announcing this news, but you've done it for them, so...
Well, look, Ten, I'm really sorry, but if you want me to not speak, you know what I'm like. If you want, you have to specifically say to me, Chrissy, do not tell people that the Masked Singer's not coming back, or I'll just go, nah, it was a beautiful time and we loved it, but no.
But R.I.P.,
oh, God, am I in trouble?
Massive.
Oh, no.
The Chrissy Swan Show.
First,
Chrissy's clickbait.
Can I tell you, I am mad for Craig David. And speaking of Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel, did you see recently our own Ricky Lee singing with Craig David, one of the greatest voices of our time?
I did.
Stunning.
10 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
What a
he
clip.
Was so impressed with our girl. But he has revealed that he has been celibate for 2 years.
For me, it's been like, I know to the date, it was like 2 years now for me, which is like, in a funny way, as much as I was like, wow to myself for a moment, it just felt that when I look at creativity has been on 100 on a max for those 2 years.
So what? Oh my God, what a song. From trouble in my life. I did not know having intimate relations with someone, intimate physical relations, yeah, somehow impedes one's creativity.
It doesn't. That's a crock of BS. Come off it, Craig.
I love this song so much. I've got a funny little tidbit about Craig David. He was the very first famous person I ever met when I launched a radio station on the Sunshine Coast, back when radio like had all the money in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was just like, yeah, yeah, sure, whatever.
You did stuff. You weren't competing with TikTokers.
Exactly. So we, because it was in the dark ages, we choppered in and we were in Maroochydore, like a regional Queensland market.
Not somewhere a star like he would go.
We choppered in Craig David to the radio station, and he launched the radio station, and he was the loveliest guy I've ever met.
How good's that?
I know.
Do you have photos with him?
I think it was the time before photographs.
You got a signature on your ass?
No, but I did have his baby. Anyway, let's move on to what we watched over the weekend. I've already given you a recap of my favourite things that happened on the weekend, but sadly, watching any streamers were not there.
No, and well,
I did see that there was, yes.
You were busy lighting shit on fire.
Yeah,
that's
I was,
why.
And making bread and just loving the hell out of my beautiful children. How nice. Anyway, I didn't watch any telly, but I was so excited to watch Hacks. But you've got a community service announcement for anybody that is that has that on their list.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Hacks, jump on Stan and do it. It's a really great feel-good fun show. But
well, 20- we recommended it last week. We're like, it's new, get on it. There's two seasons already. There's a third one. No, we were wrong.
Why?
Because you can't watch the whole season. Is that right?
That's right, Swanee. So I was all excited last night to spend my Sunday watching the full third season. Got up to the end of Ep 2 and it was just as the story was getting started. And then the credits started and I'm like, wait, it's not going to the next Ep. That's because they've only teased us with two.
This is such great information.
You have to wait weekly now, like for the Ep.
How many episodes are there in the whole series? Let's say 8.
Yeah.
So I will not start it. For another 2 months.
Yeah, smart.
Because I just want to go bang, you know?
And it's the kind of show you can do that.
Absolutely. Hey, tomorrow, don't forget to tune in. We're going to be giving away another slow cooker in Quizzy. Very, very exciting. And remember, wipe your bottom, back to front. Now check this
out. The Chrissy Swan Show is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au.